been another bad sound day here on the Revelation series. If you're looking at the studio cam, it's no longer a studio cam, it's a car cam. I'm in the waning moments of another day here in Eon 3. I got an interesting situation happening at the house I was staying at, you know, in Florida, where sometimes people sneak into my room. But it's going to be different now. See, there was somebody else that was already scheduled to go into my room. They were booked ahead of time. So the hostess there, Juliana, being so nice, in the meantime, until that person leaves, I have been given a nice spot in the laundry room. And I so desperately wanted to record this video for you in the laundry room. With the washer and dryer running and everything, it seemed so Pauline to me. The next best thing would be a swamp. And there are swamps in Florida, so I may be coming to you yet from a swamp. Don't put it past me. I know, I like the lighting here. I like this funky stuff going on. So I'm doing this on purpose. It's not like I'm trying to get good lighting and failing. So there's no privacy in the laundry room because people keep doing their laundry in there. So we can't have that. So this is the car cam, ladies and gentlemen. I'm coming to you from my car at the waning moments of Tuesday. Now, I have a correlation for you, and you're only going to get this on this show. It doesn't matter where I am. I could be in a swamp. I could be in a regular room. I could be in a car. I could be in the washing machine, and you hear things on this show that you're never going to hear anywhere else. And I'm talking about today the image of the beast. And the image of the beast, I believe, is going to be something like the Wizard of Oz. I don't think... What? So you think it's going to be Star Wars when they have those halogen things? What do they call those things? Not halogen. What do you call those 3D things that talk on Star Wars? I'm not a Star Wars fan. I don't know what it's called. A halogen is a lamp. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, no, it's going to be like the Wizard of Oz. Now, let's read the passage again, and then I'm going to give you my hypothesis on this, and I'm going to show you how diabolical Satan is to imitate the image of the invisible God, because Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. And again, Satan is an imitator, so he comes up with an image. I should say the false prophet does, makes an image of the beast. And we have the technology today to do these kinds of things. And this beast is going to talk. Now, in John's day, it would be weird, the image is going to talk. In John's day, it would be weird to think of any image talking. So John would have been stunned to see motion pictures. So in my mind, this could be amazing technology from John's perspective, not necessarily amazing technology from our perspective. In other words, from John's perspective, if you had shown an image on a screen, i.e. a movie, a moving picture, and it was talking, you would have been dumbfounded. You would have looked behind the screen. It's totally flat. It's being projected. So I'm looking, I don't think we need to think from our day and say, well, let's see, movies are old, we've done that. The Wizard of Oz, that movie was made in 1930, whatever. They simulated even a tornado, wasn't real. The house falling down wasn't real. The Wicked Witch of the West melting into the floor wasn't real. The flying monkeys, they were real. They were real. I know they were real. They were real, the flying monkeys. But the Wizard of Oz, his head, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. Totally fake. But again, it scared the crap out of all of them. Only the cowardly lion jumped out of the window. Now, it is doing great signs. Verse 13 of chapter 13. How appropriate is that in the unveiling? That it may be causing fire to descend out of heaven into the earth. Now, that's old school. We're going back to Elijah here. So fire coming down from earth, that's nothing. But it impresses those dwelling on the earth, because by this time they're made stupid. They're being dumbed down. And wait till I tell you why and how they're being dumbed down. It very much has to do with Israel. And if you don't think there is an active spiritual warfare taking place today to dumb the population down, to make them stupid and able to receive what would even 2 centuries ago be unreceivable, then you're mistaken. There is a serious... I'm not going to say conspiracy because it's not a conspiracy. It's in the open. People are buying video games. Kids are just in love with this stuff. People are playing Madden football. And it's all part of a plan to neutralize the thinking of a great majority of the populace and make them do stupid things. So is deceiving those dwelling on the earth no big deal? And remember, the wild beast was cured from a blow to the head, I think, by a sword. Doesn't say, yeah, that's right. And it was given to it, the false prophet, to give spirit to the image of the wild beast, that the image of the wild beast should be talking also, a talking image. This is the words of the scripture, a talking image. What is a talking image besides a movie? It's a talking image. And should be causing that whoever should not be worshiping the image of the wild beast may be killed. Now, we still don't have the technology, and we won't. Look at that lighting. Isn't that fantastic? One from the shopping mall here, light outside, one from my car. We have the technology to do some wild things today, but we definitely have the we don't have the technology to make a person appear, to literally make a person show up in several locations at the same time. The only person, the only time I can think where a person has shown up, an actual person, at different places at different times was at Christmas time with Santa Claus. And I always wondered how that happened as a kid. I saw him at Tops Shopping Plaza. Then I saw him at Montgomery Ward's on the same day. In fact, minutes later. Then I saw him at JCPenney's. Then I saw him at the City Hall, Town Square. So this is going to be a miracle akin to that one. You haven't seen that one in a long time. I'm extremely tired, folks. I've been going through things with my insurance, and I've been kind of hassled a little bit, but that's okay. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it's why I'm a little tired, but the show must go on. Thank you for caring about me. Those of you who don't, why? Why don't you care about me? I'm such a nice person. And it is causing all, the small and the great, rich and the poor, to take an emblem. Okay, we're going to get to that later. So why can't the image of the wild beast that talks, why can't it be something as simple as a television? Oh, yeah, not to mention television. But I'm going way back because we had motion pictures before we had television. So the fact that a man can talk on a television to the entire world at the same time is a miracle that would have freaked John out. You know, it might actually be a miracle if you think of it. I think somebody, this technology that we had today, don't doubt me on this. I think somebody made a pact with the devil. Because how many things go wrong in your life? Okay, I can't put a Band-Aid on and make it stay where it needs to stay. Okay? Can't do that. My jeans rip. Like, quickly. Technology, come on. How many times does your computer glitch? And now we're led to believe that the technology we have now to send images simultaneously around the world, the cell phones, the computer power in a cell phone, how many things have to go right? I have a GPS little instrument thing that's my pride and joy, my prized possession. It'd be the last thing I'll give up in this life because I'm navigationally challenged. I'm a directional idiot. This thing is receiving information from three different satellites, and it tells me how fast I'm going. How are these satellites going around the Earth? I mean, I'm not saying that science isn't being used. I believe it's science. But I believe that humans, certain humans, have been given knowledge. For instance, we can go back to Edison or Einstein. It's supernaturally imparted. You might say, well, Martin, everything's from God. I'm talking about something extra. I'm talking about something even more than your common, average, ordinary wisdom of a smart guy. I'm talking your Einsteins. I'm talking your whoever these people are. I'm not as impressed with Steve Jobs as I am with Steve Wozniak. I'm not as impressed with Bill Gates as I am with whoever puts those computers together. Those are the guys making the pacts with the devil. And how does this stuff work? So, I like I say, when the simple things fail and these complicated things work, launching a space shuttle. I don't doubt people have launched into space. I'm not with these conspiracy people who say that we never sent anybody to the moon. Come on, sure we did. But I'm thinking that that information to do that was given to people supernaturally. Because how many things have to go right for the space shuttle to launch? They go through a checklist of hundreds and hundreds of things. And if one thing's wrong, the thing don't go. How does an air, there's how many jet flights in this country take off from airports and land at a different airport without crashing? And you have those engines on the side of the wing, hanging from the wing, when they're spinning thousands of times per second. And if one little fan blade in there has a nick in it, the thing's going to crash. And yet, thousands of flights every day land safely. It's unbelievable. And I can't even get a battery to work for my watch. And so something weird's going on here. It's not a conspiracy. I think it's Satan giving people wisdom to hurry the technology. So this one reason, so this man of lawlessness can have an image made of him by his pal, the false prophet. That's me talking. This is me talking. And again, it doesn't have to be anything fancier than the great and powerful Oz. It doesn't have to be anything fancier even than Steamboat Willie, the first Walt Disney movie. That's first talkie with Mickey Mouse. That would have been a miracle to John. How can that happen? And now television, live television. Did you know that the Beatles were the first ones to broadcast to the world via satellite when they recorded live their famous song, All You Need Is Love? It was a live feed. It was the first one of its kind. That was in 1967. That was the Summer of Love. But I thought this was the Summer of Love, the Winter of Love. No, this is the Winter of Discontent. But I'm fairly content in my car. Do you remember that song from the 80s? Here in my car, I feel safest of all. I can lock all my doors. It's the only way to live in cars. I sang that song so well and so accurately that YouTube is probably going to tag it thinking that it's the original recording. But it'll be me. So I'm pretty happy with that. So this is the age of discontent generally, and we are heading for a time for the world, and I do feel sorry for the world, where they're going to be spoken to by somebody they look up to and admire, and his image is going to come to life. There is going to be something special where it's going to be beyond television. There's going to be an element of life to it, because the false prophet is going to give the wild beast, the image of the wild beast, some kind of life that's above and beyond the pale, even greater than the Wizard of Oz. Like, it's going to be holographic. That's what I meant to say before. Holographic. What did I say? I can't remember. I'm too tired. As you can see, the sun is going down here at the shopping plaza behind me. I am on, I don't know where I'm at. I just told you that I was directionally challenged, and that continues to be the case. But I have a nice private place to talk. Nobody's crashing in on me. Nobody's doing their laundry. Unless I get a washer and dryer installed in this car, nobody's going to be coming in here doing their laundry. Hey, but don't put that past me.